Blog Talk Radio. And hello, 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 everyone out there. How are you doing? I hope this goes through because somehow it was not my fault. It was just the fault of Blog Talk Radio. I'm really upset with them right now. So we couldn't get started on time, and I tried and tried, but now we are through. So, yes, this is Helena Steiner-Hornstein, and welcome to everyone. If it's happy breakfast or lunch or dinner and you're listening to this, yes, I'm here for you. We are going to talk about relationships today. Without knowing it, we live in a relationship every single day of the week, every single week of the year. Wherever we are, we live in some kind of relationship. Even if you live alone, you live in a relationship, because then you live with the surrounding. But most of all, you live with yourself. And you must be a good partner with yourself. That's number one for everything. Absolutely. Number one for everything. To be a good partner, because you have to like yourself. But to like yourself is not being selfish. People who like themselves, they're not selfish one bit. The ones who are selfish are the ones who don't like themselves. It could be such a thing like they don't like their bodies. They're too much of something. And they haven't worked on that enough, so they continue to be too much of something with their bodies. Or their minds. They're always negative. They always have attitudes that are like not good. How can you have a good partnership with yourself if you look at everything in the negative? You can't. It's impossible. Somehow you have to show a love and care for yourself. And when you love and care yourself, you want to share that love and care with someone else. And this is how you bring in the energy of others to your circle of love around you. When I ask people, what kind of relationships have you had? And they said, I never really had any relationship. Then I know that person is not functioning well somehow. If they say, well, you know, the only relationship I had was actually with God or with my cat. That's fine. One man said, you know, the only one I've been able to have a good relationship was with my horse or with my dog. And they mean it as the relationship of being together with that energy. But to be together with the energy of another human being, that is very important. Because you learn, my God, do you learn through a relationship with others? And you learn that it's a matter of giving, of tuning in, of understanding, and of something called respect and trust. And when you have your relationship with your pets or your animals or your farm animals, you kind of trust them. And this is what you have to do with your human partners. You have to respect them. You have to trust them. But then you have to respect and trust yourself first. That is how it goes. My last newsletter was about the perfect relationship. And I had quite a few of you who wrote me back and said, I know you wrote that letter just for me or with me in mind. Well, everyone said that, but I wrote that with me in mind. You know, the togetherness of you and me together with everyone out there. Because the number one partner in your life has to be I am. This I am the light. Even Jesus said, I am the light. This is your way. This is, you know, your truth. So no, partnership is what is the foundation for this world. Nature works with nature in so many ways all the time. And we people should work with us people all the time too. And that is where we are goofing up. We don't. So now, you want to have a good relationship with yourself. You start to look positively at certain things. And don't only think, oh, what can I get? So once you start to sort out your own relationship with yourself, now you send out the energies out in the universe of love and light. And now you will start to see people coming on your way, and you look at them differently, maybe. Not judgmental like you may have done before. So position yourself who you are and what you stand for. Now let's say you finally meet someone, and I'm not talking about business relationship this time, because somehow we start relationship with this I am partnership. So now you have the partnership with yourself, now you want it with someone else, together with someone else. So you meet someone and you get along. Position yourself a little bit and say, where do I stand in all this? And the thing is, you have to be truthful. I think that is what I find so important, because I pick up that intuitively from someone. This person is not truthful. Something is off. And maybe all of you feel that way, you just don't know what it is. Unfortunately, this is very, very important. So you come to that situation now, you have met someone, and that person you can trust because he or she is very, very truthful. That's wonderful. And it moves along very, very well. And you want to make sure, how do I keep this relationship? And as you move along, you say, well, maybe this is not right, and maybe this could be better, and so on. So you really have to get into some kind of relationship where you do things together. And you see, we're good with this together, but then we're not good with this together. And I know one woman, she was so funny. And she was actually also a friend of mine. And she said, well, Donald and I, we get along really well as long as we don't work together, because we can't work together. We cannot do anything together, because that falls apart. Then we start screaming at each other. Everything is so good otherwise. Okay, so now you know exactly where you can go with your partner. So do certain things together, and when those things work, make them into a regular thing. Evidently, you like to be together and eat together. You make it a date night. Let's say you live together now, and you still can make a certain night a date night when you make this a very special time. Of course, you can spruce up a daily life. Instead of having dinner at home, you go out for dinner outside. And when you come back home, you change that in some way also. So life is so full of variation. It's so full of so many different things. So what do you have to really look out for when you are in a relationship? Number one, you have to respect each other. You have to respect what that person stands for. Now, once you respect that person and what that person stands for, you have to trust the person. And to trust someone, you cannot live with someone who lies all the time. it doesn't work. It would work for a bit and then they will not work again, and it goes on and on and on. And if you have those intuitive feelings about something, bring it up. Face him or her. Just say, this is what bothers me. Sometimes, and I heard this from many too, you might live in a relationship that is in no way perfect, but you want to stay anyway because you have children or you have a nice home or all those things, and you don't want to leave all that. I can see that point. Yes, I can. So you make the best out of that. Don't stay anywhere and suffer. No. If you want it to work, you go along happily. If you cannot go along happily in a relationship, it's time to get out. I've been in so many relationships. I mean, I've been in relationships basically all my life. And they have been based, I feel, on truth. Once I felt a person was not suitable for me, I kind of decided I had to stop this. I had to break it off. But sometimes you have kind of gotten so involved with each other publicly that everyone now knows you are together. And if you leave that someone and start to just go away from that person officially, everyone will start to say, oh, no, they're not together. I cannot have him for dinner. I can't have her for dinner at the same time and all those things. So now, if your partner is mature enough, and I've done this, as I said, I have already told my partner, we cannot make it. I cannot continue with you for these reasons or whatever it is. And even if he has kind of insulted me back and been emotional at the time, have calmed down, and I said, let's do it privately, so in a civilized way, so the rest of the world is not going to be part of this. We would just kind of officially drift apart, and no one will see us as being enemies or anything. I have kept friendship with all my past relationships, except for with my American husband. He didn't go for that. He wanted to be the winner somehow, and he couldn't stand it that I was the one who wanted to get out. So he wanted to be like, oh, you are my enemy. That's not my style, because with everyone out there, we have decided, okay, we go together to all these events. We show each other together, and we are friendly to each other, but we will slowly start to do other things separately. And sometimes we'll be together again, and everyone will now know that we are still friends, but we are not together. This is how I would like you to end any relationship. Do not just dramatically end one, and you have now an enemy instead of a past friend. That's the worst thing, I think, to have. Sometimes we don't get along with someone from the beginning. We know that, but they are the perks that keep us together. And I'm not quite going to go into those right now. But then, what are those perks that can keep us together and that we should not look for as a main thing in a relationship? The first one is the sex, of course. If you make a relationship going only because of the sex, it never works in the long run. If it's because of the money, nor does that. It never works in the long run. So that's what I said. Try to find something you can do together, in common. And that might keep you together. If you're together in the same profession, you can still be in the same profession and work together. So, have you found out who you are? If you know more about yourself, that can save a relationship. Know what your weaknesses are. Maybe it's your temperament. Maybe it's your physical appearance. Maybe if you lose a few pounds, that will make your relationship perk up again. So, and also get some kind of routine of the good things that will keep a relationship together. And that you show that you care for your partner. Start to give compliments. And these should be good compliments. They should be truthful ones. That I really like your food. I like your food the other day. You know, I like that stew you made or something like this. Or if you could cook all the time, you know, you say that to your husband. Maybe if you cook all the time, I will love it and you will like it too. I should be so grateful. You know, you can. You have to communicate. If you don't know that word, communicate, you should write it down, because that is the whole secret of a good relationship. If you could communicate with each other in every way, and if you both come from different kind of level of social classes, that is usually not very easy in the long run. Start to understand each other and where you're coming from, and start to respect the origin of each one. Because again, if you don't respect the origin of someone, that is not a good future for anyone. So begin to honor who you are and honor each other. It's kind of fun to do that. And that you expect each other in every way. The Bible has so many sayings. You know, Bible is not like worshiping a god or anything. It's just many times how we're going to live. And what I like is things like, it's done according to your belief. And I'm not talking believing in God or this, but if you believe your partner is a lying son of a bitch, you know, and you believe that all the time, it's very, very hard to build a future with that person. And also, if you start to feel that, you know, you have this saying, you shall know them by their fruits, which means you shall know them by their deeds, and you start to see all those actions done by your partner secretly behind your back, and you cannot accept that, you have to get out. Sometimes you have to get out for your own sanity. It's just a fact. But otherwise, I do a lot of weddings. I officiate many weddings. And when I do that, I say in my little talk, you have to be side by side, but respect each other, honor each other, and think about that. If you have a partner, do you respect each other? Do you honor that partner? Do you give space to your partner, or have you claimed ownership to your partner? That's a big no-no. Yes, this is my wife and this is my husband, and you're proud of them. It doesn't mean you own them. They should be able to talk to others of the opposite sex. They should be able to go out for a walk on their own. They don't have to be with you all the time. So maybe you should go and look after yourself and start to get new interests if you feel that everything goes back to your spouse or to your partner. Begin to be trusting with your partner, just like with your children. You have to trust them from time to time. So you have to build up a kind of an acceptance. That's a good thing to write down, that you have to have an acceptance of your partner, who your partner is, and what your partner, how your partner looks like, even how your partner dresses, if it's not too sloppy or far out. But sometimes we have different styles. I know that
one man said, "Oh, my woman, she always dresses like she's going to go fishing, you know. I like her to dress up. How do I do that?" And I said, "Well, tell her that you're proud of her, and just maybe you should go shopping with her. Maybe she just doesn't know how to dress in a different way. But don't ask another woman." How should I put that? Sometimes you tell your spouse or you tell your woman, "Oh, I think you should go to your girlfriend so-and-so, and she always looks so nice. Why don't you ask her to look nice?" They women don't like that kind of talk. You can ask that girlfriend to kind of in a nice way that she tells your wife without knowing, without telling her that your husband has told me so. No, just do it that way. So maybe your wife or your partner doesn't know how to dress. So someone has to tell her that. And of course you could too, but in a very, very nice way. You know, "I really like you in kind of blue things, or like in dresses. Can we go shopping for a nice dress for you," or something like that? Because many women, and I heard that, they don't know how to shop. If they're used to t-shirts and they go shopping for new clothes, they will go and buy new t-shirts. It's sad, but this is the way it is. So maybe you have to have a little bit more understanding for where people are coming from before you criticize them and then stand with them and say, "Well, I will help you with this." So, by the way, if you want my newsletter, the last one, which was about news about the partnership, you can get that one for free just signing up from my website, bodysoulconnection.com, or from findingyourinnerlight.com. Body Soul Connection really has the form. The other one will just direct you back to Body Soul Connection. So to have a relationship is very, very valuable. But again, we go back to being in harmony inside of yourself. And once you have that, you will be drawn to those who have the same energy as you have. And then it's easier for all of you to live together. So this is the way you have to position yourself in society. Just put that love and light within yourself. Many people feel that, "Oh, as soon as I get a new partner, everything is going to be all right again." Not so. It doesn't work that way. You always have to start creating some kind of energy of harmony in your own attitudes. And that is how you keep a relationship alive in a happy way. You have the right attitudes at the right times. You can never disregard humor, sense of humor, and laughter. If you laugh with your partner, but not at your partner, never sit and laugh at your partner. "Oh, you think this is good dinner? Ha, ha, ha," you know. That is not the kind of laughter you should show. That will actually make you walk away the next day. So you have to be very, very careful about your laughter, that you always laugh with your partner, and that you have that understanding between you from the very beginning in your sense of humor. I remember how my German husband and I, we laughed at the same thing. Germans have a different sense of humor than most other people, I think. and how we would go to shows, and they would be funny shows. But he and I were the only ones in the audience who would laugh at some little things, and the others in the audience didn't notice that. And those things we laughed out very loud about. So this is very, very important that you have the same sense of humor. But then again, if you are in a partnership, make sure who you are in a partnership with. So if you're married now to someone, you are not married to your mother anymore, or to your grown children, or to your children. If you have small children, yes, that's a different thing. But if you now have children who are a little bit more mature, you are not married to those children. You are married to your new spouse, to your new partner. That is extremely important to remember who you are actually married to, or who you are in a partnership with. So if you are like the mother-in-law here, and you have your son married to a woman, and you don't like that woman, I hear those complaints all the time. And you keep on saying, oh, I keep on telling my husband how he should treat her. Don't mingle into anyone else's relationship. And if you are in the relationship, don't pull in your mother or your friends. If you have a problem, sort that out with your partner. I have a big silence after that, because that is such a big thing. If you have a problem of any kind with your partner, sort it out with your partner. If you need an outside helper, yes, but with the two of you. Don't talk behind the back about your partner to someone else and just feel that you have no support, but and you leave your partner feeling she has support and I'm here alone. It makes it only worse. You have to clear the air. Yes, you have to clear the air, and particularly when you are young, you have to learn that certain things you learn with time, that you are more inclined to solve something with wisdom as you move on. But when you are young, you are more dramatic, and immediately you run away. In an older kind of relationship, you may give it more time, and you think about things more carefully. I heard the State of Union yesterday, and I heard President Biden say, it's one good thing with old age. It clears you. You see everything more clearly. And when you're young, you don't. You only see what you, in a way, want to see. So in a relationship, you have to clear the air, and you have to be able to communicate to do that. And of course, if you have no love and liking between you, maybe it's just time to part. But do that on a friendly way, foundation, in a friendly way. You can do that, but maybe you have to do that through discussions and agree on how you're going to do that. I was dating a man, and it was a serious dating, and then we decided we were not going to continue together. So I told him, okay, tell your mother now that we are going to part, but part as friends. So he did that, and I still came back to visit her. And we were so friendly together, and everything is fine. And she understood we were not going to be together, but we were going to stay friends. If you can do things like this, the harmony of that is so, it does so much good, not only for you, but for everyone around you. It's just a matter of being civilized, isn't it? Because basically we're all good and we want the good in every way. Well, we are now, because we have this little thing with Blog Talk Radio, I see we have to begin to cut it short here. And I make my little meditation, as usual. And I should have said that in the beginning, that when we come to the end, I always have this little meditation. And I don't want you to drive a car when I do that. Someone told me, oh, I always do that, but I'm different. No, you're not different. It's just that you're pushing your luck a little bit. I think you should just be a little bit on the, you should park yourself in a parking lot and listen to the meditation. This time it's going to be very short. But otherwise, in another program, this is what you're going to do. Take care of yourself. And here we are, just relaxing for a little bit. Take a deep breath. And you know that within you, there is a place that knows all and sees all. And that place is called I Am. Yes, I am the light. You go deeper and deeper and deeper within you. Deeper still. Deeper and deeper and deeper. And now you take a deep breath. And suddenly, your whole body is so completely relaxed. And see a big sky above you. A big, big blue, clear blue sky. And in the center of the sky, you see a star. This is your star. Your star. That star lives within you, and you take a deep, deep breath. And you breathe in the connection with that star up in the sky. You breathe it in, and you breathe out. You feel more and more in harmony. You know who you are. You are a child of the light. Yes, you are a child of the light. You are I am. You are your best partner. This is the reason why you feel happy in your life, because you are in harmony with you, your higher self. And now you're sending that love from you, from your inner you, out to those in this world, to those you love, and maybe just one person that you love. And you feel that connection with that love, as if you were part of that big star up in the sky. You feel you are together in the sky, in that light of the star. You feel completed. You feel you breathe light. You feel you give light. You feel you receive light, and you are now in harmony. Yes, you are in harmony. You are I am. You are I am the light. You breathe in and you breathe out. Suddenly, you imagine yourself in a beautiful garden with your partner. If you have no partner yet, you imagine yourself in this garden with a new partner.
with a partner, and you experience a feeling of love, of confidence, of honor, together, you feel you are in a oneness, in a beautiful oneness at this very moment. And now, when I count to seven, you're going to open your eyes on the count of seven. Number one, you feel safe and secure. You feel secure in this partnership that begins inside of you with your own inner light. This is where you begin your partnership, with your own inner light. I am a shining light. One, two, three, four. I love my inner light. I love the light of the universe. I love that light within my partner. And I take a deep breath. And I'm so relaxed. I trust the light. One, two, three, four, five, six. And now, number seven, you open your eyes and you have decided that you are from now on going to live in a partnership with the light as well as with your human partner. I am the light. This is who you are, whoever you are. Your eyes are open and you feel clear about all and everything. Yes, you do. And this is Helena Steiner-Hornstein speaking to you yet again. And we will talk soon, in a few days. Thank you so much for being with me today. Bye-bye.